I think JR is it's very simple, and he said this the first time that we talked to him. If he's called into a game, he is there to shoot threes and to play defense. You know, it's not too complicated. That's what he's there for. And again, he is not being counted on like he was in Cleveland as a starter. And by the way, this is a guy that's fourth all-time in the NBA in three-pointers made in the finals. I think he's either eighth or ninth in three-pointers made in the playoffs. So he certainly had his moments. We think about that Golden State one in game one, right at that top of the list. But, yeah, ultimately he's there as a support player if Frank Vogel needs somebody to space the floor and play a little bit of defense.
We talked about some of the injuries and, you know, who's not going to be there for the Lakers. But with this time off, like, everything was looking so good for, you know, potentially making that run to the finals and, you know, bringing the championship to L.A. Now with the time off, it seems like everything is just kind of more chaotic and it's more just a sprint to see who gets there. Do you think, even just dismissing the fact that they're missing two guys, is the time off a bad thing for the Lakers in general?
Well, okay, so it's a good question, and it's been one that I've been wrestling with for these 4 months, whether it's been in having conversations with guys on the team or just sort of friends in the media. Shout out to my French bulldog there. You heard Lila. To me, the rhythm thing, it does adversely affect the Lakers more than many other teams just because they were in such a great rhythm. And, you know, they were really peaking towards the playoffs. They had just beaten Milwaukee and the Clippers in back-to-back games. LeBron was really rounding into form. So that's true. That is a disadvantage, I think, for them. Here's the flip side, though. They were one of the first teams this season that they almost instantaneously found this chemistry together. And I think that means they can pick their rhythm up sooner than other teams can. And the biggest reason why, you have two stars, LeBron and AD. Everybody else on the team knows that they're there as a support role player. And that kind of hierarchy in any walk of life, but I think especially in business, especially in a sport, that can be really helpful. And so that to me will help the Lakers find their rhythm sooner. But I think if they had their way, like, that things were clearly, I think, going in a better direction for them than almost any other team in the league when COVID hit.
We were talking yesterday about there's win totals up for how teams will do in those, you know, those eight games before the playoffs actually start. And we were talking about teams like the Lakers, like Milwaukee. What do they really have to play for? I mean, obviously to try to find their rhythm, play together well. But I don't think these teams are going to be sprinting for victories, right?
No, that's an astute point by you. I mean, so the Bucks have that number one seed obviously locked up, and they can treat it just like a preseason, essentially. The Lakers, basically the same situation. So if they win three games, if they go 3-5, even if the Clippers, who are the number two seed, went 8-0, the Lakers would still get the one seed. And I don't think we think the Clippers are going to treat this, you know, like it's the championship round or anything, with Kawhi and with George potentially getting some rest here and there. So yeah, so the Lakers are like, they're the one seed is a shoe-in. It's automatic. What you're trying to do, though, and Frank Vogel said this the other day, you don't want to form these kind of habits of being casual on the basketball floor. So I think that they're going to play hard, like they're going to play to win, but you're just going to see a lot fewer minutes to their important players than you might if they actually had to win the game. And so therefore, right, you may see guys come out and like in the preseason, you'll see LeBron and AD flying around. But, you know, maybe they play 20 minutes instead of 35. And maybe we see a little bit more of Deion Waiters and J.R. Smith and Jared Dudley. You get those guys in as good of a rhythm as you can. And that really, to me, is the luxury that the Lakers have of building that 5.5 game lead now, is that they can treat these games only to try and maximize their readiness for the playoffs.